from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. The Netherlands allocate 20 million euro for agricultural project in Indonesia. The Netherlands focuses on sustainable agricultural development in Indonesia. Indonesia and Timor-Leste to focus on enhancing economic cooperation. And now the news in detail. The Netherlands continuously committed to create a more sustainable agricultural sector in various countries, including Indonesia. Therefore, the country disbursed 20 million euro, which is specifically used for agribusiness project scattered in various regions in Indonesia. This was conveyed by the Deputy Ambassador of the Netherlands to Indonesia, Ferdinand Lenstein, to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, 30 of January.
I think we are spending about 10 to 12 million euros on 20 different projects, I would say, in Indonesia. It's mainly on provincial level, so it's only limited is done with the central government. Most projects are on the sub-district level.
Ferdinand Lenstein added the Netherlands government consider Indonesia is a country with a very large potential in the agricultural sector with great natural resources and biological diversity. He hoped through bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and the Netherlands, Indonesia can increase its capacity in the agricultural sector through the development of vocational schools and training in agriculture, animal husbandry, horticulture, fisheries, and agricultural technology and research. The Netherlands is a country with dependent on its agricultural sector. The Dutch Kingdom is the second largest exporter of agricultural products in the world. Therefore, the country continuously committed to realize the sustainable agricultural sector, including with Indonesia as its cooperation partner country. Agricultural cooperation project between the Netherlands and Indonesia continue to seek education to the Indonesian people on how to realize a sustainable agriculture sector. This was conveyed by the Deputy Ambassador of the Dutch Kingdom to Indonesia, Ferdinand Lenstein, to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, 30 of January.
We want them to learn sustainable practices, because if they want to continue also farming in the future, if it's not sustainable, the land will degrade and then they can't use it anymore for their farming. So sustainability is also a key pillar in the approach we are doing the project.
Ferdinand Lenstein moreover added the sustainable agriculture development has been undertaken by the Netherlands government since two decades ago. One of efforts to achieve the sustainable agriculture sector is to create a system called a triple helix, which involves entrepreneurs, non-governmental organizations, and educational institution. The system will also be applied in Indonesia. Indonesia is committed to continue to improve its capacity building cooperation with Timor-Leste. In addition to increasing capacity building cooperation, the Indonesian government will also continue the education cooperation for students from Timor-Leste who study in Indonesia. It was stated by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi at the press conference after holding a bilateral meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation of Timor-Leste, Aurelio Guterres, at Pancasila Building, Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Jakarta, on Wednesday, on January 31, 2018.
Kita sepakat untuk diteruskan beberapa hal tadi di
we agreed to continue some cooperation including in education for East Timor-Leste students who studying in Indonesia, and we are also committed to enhance capacity building cooperation both in bilateral and trilateral context with the state or other parties. Indonesia's commitment in the cooperation of capacity building with Timor-Leste can be seen from this assistance in the form of sending expert training and scholarship to students of Timor-Leste in Indonesia worth $6 million in 2013 to 2017 period. Indonesia and Timor-Leste as neighboring countries that has directly adjacent to enhance their economic cooperation, especially infrastructure development in the territory of Timor-Leste and the border between the two countries. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said the enhancement of economic cooperation is the main discussion in a bilateral meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation of the Democratic Republic of East Timor, Aurelio Guterres, at Gedung Pancasila Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Jakarta, on Wednesday, January 31, 2018.
Kedua, kita juga sepakat bahwa fokus kerjasama yang dilakukan.
We also agree that the focus of cooperation is to strengthen economic cooperation in the context of economic cooperation. Several issues we discussed together, namely the improvement of infrastructure development cooperation, and we discussed an issue about the construction of mountain bridge which can be done immediately. The bridge is very important to build people-to-people contact.
Menjadi jembatan people-to-people contact dan.
In addition, Minister Retno LP Marsudi added that with regard to infrastructure development, Timor-Leste, she also hope Indonesian investors interested to invest in infrastructure sector, especially the construction of public housing. Timor-Leste efforts to join to regional Organization of Southeast Asia, the Association of Southeast Asian Nation ASEAN, has full support from Indonesia. The continuation of East Timor membership in ASEAN will soon be discussed by the ASEAN Secretary General in Jakarta. This was stated by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi on the sidelines of a bilateral meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation of the Republic of Timor-Leste, Aurelio Guterres, at Pancasila Building, Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Untuk keanggotaan Timor-Leste di ASEAN, kebetulan juga Menteri Luar Negerinya baru kembali dari Singapura.
For the membership of East Timor in ASEAN, its foreign minister just came back from Singapore. Now ASEAN membership is in Singapore and the issue is also discussed later and also discussed with the ASEAN Secretary General. Indonesia support the application of Timor-Leste to become ASEAN member countries, and we have passed through a long process. Minister Retno Marsudi added about Timor-Leste's membership in ASEAN. Indonesia still looks how the result of the study related to the matter. However, in principle, Indonesia continues to support Timor-Leste membership in ASEAN. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The state-owned land transport company, Perum Damri, plans to open intercity interstate bus service from Indonesia to Timor-Leste from Kupang is Nusa Tenggara to Dili Timor-Leste as an effort to increase land connectivity, according to Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in a press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, 31st of January. The plan received a positive response from the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation of the Republic of Timor-Leste, Aurelio Guterres. In addition, we also discussed the issue of land connectivity, because Damri has a plan to open land road service between Kupang to Dili, which positively welcomed by Timor-Leste Minister of Foreign Affairs. So far, in order to support land connectivity between Indonesia and neighboring countries, Perum Damri has opened intercity interstate bus services connecting Indonesia, Malaysia, and Brunei Darussalam from Pontianak in West Kalimantan to Kuching, Malaysia, and Bandar Sri Begawan, Brunei Darussalam. The last item. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, ensured that the government will not raise the National Health Insurance BPJS contribution to insurance participants in a discussion on the optimization of the implementation of the National Health Insurance Program in Jakarta on Wednesday, 31st of January, Minister Puan said to overcome the deficit national health insurance, the government is making efforts to revise the Presidential Regulation No. 12 of 2013 on the national health insurance. According to the minister, the revision of the Presidential Regulation will include breakthrough steps to overcome the deficit of BPJS health financing without raising the contribution to the participant. Puan explained the breakthrough step will synergize the steps of various parties including ministers and local governments.
Maka perlu dicari terobosan dalam mengatasi kesenjangan input.
We need to find a breakthrough in addressing the gap of input and output of national health insurance finance. These breakthroughs can be the substance of Presidential Regulation No. 12 of 2013 on the JKN revision, which is being done. The revision reaches the substance association with the policy to strengthen BPJS health financial capacity. We have also discussed with the supervisory board there must be a cooperation and synergy between all parties. Another breakthrough in increasing the financial capacity of national health insurance can be done in accordance with the laws and regulation. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, also stressed the importance of improving the quality of service to the community participant of the National Health Insurance. According to Minister Puan, it should be done in mutual assistance among various related ministers, including local government, to ensure maximum services. Puan also convey the importance of data synchronization of beneficiaries of 92.4 million contributors. In addition, she also encourages agencies to register their workers into the National Health Insurance. In addition, Puan Maharani also convey the importance of education and socialization aspect to the public regarding the importance of national health insurance. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. The Netherlands allocate 20 million euro for agriculture project in Indonesia. The Netherlands focuses on sustainable agricultural development in Indonesia. Indonesia and Timor-Leste to focus on enhancing economic cooperation. And that was our news From the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is the RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with our commentary for today entitling Jokowi's visit to Afghanistan. President Joko Widodo has shown his sincerity with high confidence by making a state visit to Afghanistan. Ending his trip to five countries in South Asia a few days ago, President Jokowi, under the tight guard of the government of Afghanistan, has shown sympathy for the country which is being hit by ongoing conflicts. As president of predominantly Muslim country, President Jokowi has shown his sincerity in enhancing cooperation between both nation and states. On the other hand, it also shows a great desire for peace in Afghanistan that has been plagued by violence and war for decades. President Joko Widodo is the second president of Indonesia visited Kabul previously, 57 years ago. Indonesia's first president, Sukarno, has visited Afghanistan, but under different circumstances, of course. By visiting Kabul, President Jokowi also showed a very high confidence amid the violence that often occurs in the capital city of Afghanistan. A few hours before the president arrived in Kabul, a bomb exploded in one of the military installations. The suicide bomb killed hundreds of people, both in Kabul and elsewhere. Although the Afghan government is much assisted by US troops, attacks are still often carried out by militants in different parts of the country. Indonesia is certainly concerned about the condition and fate of the people of Afghanistan. They actually lived in a country that holds great potential of natural wealth. However, civil wars that continues to rage has caused a very alarming conditions among the people in that country. On the commitment of President Joko Widodo to visit his country, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani expressed his high appreciations. This was shown by presenting the Medal of Ghazi Aminullah Award to the Indonesian head of state during a luncheon at the Presidential Palace in Kabul on Monday, January 29, 2018. The medal is a form of respect of Afghanistan towards Joko Widodo, who is considered firm and courageous in advancing bilateral relations between Indonesia and Afghanistan, especially in peace building in the country. Meanwhile, Indonesia is also grateful to the Afghan government for welcoming the Indonesian president with a very tight security, so that the state visit went well. Whether after the visit of Joko Widodo, the condition in Afghanistan will change for the better. All, of course, depends on the Afghan government and the people themselves to solve their problems. However, the President Joko Widodo's visit has at least inspired the need for a peaceful effort by the Afghans to resolve the problems within their country. That was commentary for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event of Nahdlatul Ulama was formed on January 31, 1926. Nahdlatul Ulama is one of the major Islamic organizations in Indonesia. The organization handling some sectors such as education, social, and economy. Nahdlatul Ulama was formed
on the awareness of the educated people to fight for the dignity of the nation through education and organization. After coordinating with various kiai or experts in Islam, finally came the agreement from the pesantren or Islamic boarding school scholars to form an organization called Nahdlatul Ulama, means the awakening of ulama, in Surabaya, East Java, on January 31, 1926. Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari was the first chairman of the organization. We now have a look at an event of the launching of Explorer 1. Explorer 1 was the first satellite made by the United States and launched into space on January 31, 1958 at 22:48 p.m. Eastern Time in Cape Canaveral, Missile Annex, Florida. The satellite launch is regarded as a very important moment because at that time, the United States and the Soviet Union were competing in space technology. Soviet Union successfully launched the world's first artificial satellite, namely Sputnik 1, on October 4, 1957. Explorer 1 satellite, launched using a rocket named Juno, is equipped with a variety of instruments such as cosmic ray detector, a temperature sensor, a microphone to listen to the voice of micrometeorites crashing into the satellite, and many other instruments. Explorer 1 satellite was functioning normally during the 4 months to send the data to Earth, but then went into disorder and stopped communicating on May 23, 1958. The satellite remained in the base for more than 10 years before finally entering the Earth's atmosphere on March 31, 1970. That Kong guerrillas attacked the United States Embassy in Saigon and other attacks in the early morning hours later grouped together as the Tet Offensive. The Tet Offensive was one of the largest military campaigns of the Vietnam War, launched in the early morning hours on January 31, 1968, by forces of the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese People's Army of Vietnam against the forces of the South Vietnamese Army of the Republic of Vietnam, the United States Armed Forces and their allies. It was a campaign of surprise attacks against military and civilian command and control centers throughout South Vietnam. The name of the offensive comes from the Tet holiday, the Vietnamese New Year, when the first major attacks took place. Listener, that was the regular Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Welcome to the regular My Indonesia, today entitled Indonesia-Switzerland Hold Cooperation of Industrial Vocation Education. The governments of Indonesia and Switzerland agreed to cooperate in the field of vocational education and training, especially related to the development of polytechnic and community academic systems. This was reported in the Ministry of Industry website in Jakarta on Sunday, January 28. This collaboration is called the Skills for Competitiveness Project. The program is aimed to provide a breakthrough in an effort to improve the competence of human resources in accordance with the need of industrial world. Indonesian Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto in Davos, Switzerland, recently said, "The Swiss government will give assistance worth 110 billion rupiah in the form of physical and training for 4 vocational schools of Industry Ministry and 1 from the Ministry of Research, Technology and High Education." The bilateral commitment was initiated with the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto and Minister of Economy, Education and Research of Switzerland Johann Schneider-Ammann on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum 2018 in Davos recently. The 4 vocational schools of the Ministry of Industry, which will receive assistance, are Steel Polytechnic of Batu Licin in South Kalimantan, Metal Polytechnic Morowali, Central Sulawesi, Wood Polytechnic and Kendal Wood Processing in Central Java, and the Bantaeng Middle Industry Community Academy in South Sulawesi, as well as a vocational school belonging to the Ministry of Research and Higher Education, namely the Fish Processing Polytechnic of Jember in East Java. The cooperation of both parties covering several activities such as management, lecture and training, curriculum addition, network preparation and technical support in the development of vocational education system. Minister Erlangga said, "Switzerland is committed to funding the first phase for 4 years of the project." He hoped the program will produce better qualified young people that can fill middle-level management positions in the industry to optimize the production process. The minister believes that Switzerland is one of the leading countries to develop vocational education, especially in the application of dual systems, namely practice and theory. Meanwhile, Minister of Economy, Education and Research of Switzerland, Schneider-Ammann, mentioned the Memorandum of Understanding is a legal basis to the implementation of the new vocational program, the Skills for Competitiveness Project in Indonesia. Ammann further said that the program will be implemented by the Swiss private company, Swiss contract with STIKO and Fachhochschule School Bill, which will be designed as an 8-year program. The first phase began on the next February the 1st. That was my Indonesia.
Here is our news in brief. The Netherlands continuously committed to create a more sustainable agriculture sector in various countries, including Indonesia. The Netherlands is a country which depended on its agricultural sector. Indonesia is committed to continue to improve its capacity building cooperation with Timor-Leste. Indonesia and Timor-Leste as neighboring countries that has directly adjacent to enhance their economic cooperation, especially infrastructure development in the territory of Timor-Leste and the border between the two countries. Timor-Leste's effort to join into regional organization of Southeast Asia, the Association of Southeast Asian Nation, ASEAN, has full support from Indonesia. The state-owned land transport company Perum Damri plans to open intercity interstate bus service from Indonesia to Timor-Leste from Kupang is Nusa Tenggara to Dili, Timor-Leste as an effort to increase land connectivity. And the last item, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Puan Maharani ensure that the government will not raise the national health insurance contribution to insurance participants. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a destination in East Java province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Gresik City in East Java province is well known not only as industrial city, but also its interesting destination. Moreover, Gresik has natural tourism object, which is appropriate to be visited in the afternoon due to its fresh air. Its place is called Banyu Biru Lake. Listeners, Banyu Biru Lake becomes the main tourism destination in Gresik. Since 2013, the regional government of Gresik has taken part in developing the tourism object. It provided a lot of fun to make the tourism destination more beautiful and to add supporting facilities for the tourist comfort. Currently, the lake has been beautified with orange stones. The stones are useful to make easy the tourists coming near to the lake, which has 25 diameters. Besides, the stones can also be used as seat. On weekend, the lake is always crowded by tourists. Listeners, being appropriate with its name, Banyu Biru Lake has clear water and bluish color, which becomes the main icon. This lake water is blue due to the sulfur content. The local people believe that the existence of the lake has been known since long time ago, even before the Dutch colonial. In addition, the lake's water is also believed to be able to treat various kinds of skin diseases. Listeners, Banyu Biru Lake provides some facilities such as parking area, malls, and restroom. If you do not bring your own food, you do not have to worry, because not far from the location there is simple food stall. In the future, it is planned to build other facilities such as playground, swimming pool, gazebo, and culinary shop. Listeners, if you are in East Java, please set your time to visit Gresik and come to Banyu Biru Lake. To go to the lake, you can drive your car to Lowayu Village, Dukun Sub District, Gresik, East Java Province. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Perkenalan, or in English, Acquaintanceship. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Ministry of Indonesian Education and Culture. Our topic for today is Perkenalan, in English, Acquaintanceship. Well, listener, now is a conversation about perkenalan, or in English, acquaintanceship. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between A. Tony and B. Sinta. Tony, selamat pagi, Mbak. Selamat pagi, Mbak. In English, good morning. Sinta, selamat pagi. Selamat pagi. In English, good morning. Tony, kenalkan saya Tony. Kenalkan saya Tony. In English, I introduce myself, I'm Tony. Sinta, saya Sinta. Saya Sinta. In English, I'm Sinta. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic of today's conversation. I say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kenalkan, saya Tony. Kenalkan, saya Tony. In English, I introduce myself. I'm Tony. Nama saya Tony. Nama saya Tony. In English, my name is Tony. Saya Sinta. Saya Sinta. In English, I'm Sinta. Nama saya Sinta. Nama saya Sinta. In English, my name is Sinta. Listener, when you get acquainted, you can say the word kenalkan, or I introduce myself first, as Tony said in the conversation. After introducing himself, Tony can say senang berkenalan dengan Anda. Senang berkenalan dengan Anda. In English, nice to meet you. However, in Indonesia, people not familiar to use it. After acquainted, the conversation is usually continued by asking about condition and others. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. See you next week with other interesting topics. Goodbye.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present an Indonesian top singer, Cakra Khan, and some of his famous songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Harus Terpisah by Cakra Khan.
Bertahan untuk terus. satu ketika mimpi. Memang kita takkan menyatu. Bayangkan ku hilang tak kembali, kembali untuk mempertanyakan lagi cinta, cintamu yang mungkin, mungkin tak berarti, berarti untukku rindukan. Ku berlari kau terdiam, ku menangis kau tersenyum, ku berduka kau bahagia.
Listener, the song entitled Harus Terpisah tells about the story of a couple who are always contradictory. After going through various differences, finally the couple lover choose to be apart and forget each other. The song Harus Terpisah is the debut song of Cakrakan, which was released in 2012. Deep lyrics accompanied by a distinctive and powerful vocal also made Cakrakan begin to popular. However, before he was known as a pop singer, Cakrakan started his music career as a dangdut singer. In addition to dangdut, Cakrakan has also brought blues and rock music as a pop singer. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Setelah Kau Tiada by Cakrakan.
Pernah ada. dalam kekeringan, namun tak pernah ku hiraukan semuanya. Hingga kini pun kau tiada, terlambat ku sadari kau teramat berarti. Terlambat ku kembali dan tuk menanti kesempatan kedua yang takkan mungkin pernah ada.
Listener, you've just listened to the song Setelah Kau Tiada by Cakra Khan. With the simple lyrics, the song tells about regret after separation. The feeling of love just come when it has already gone. The song Setelah Kau Tiada is part of an album entitled Cakra Khan. The album was the only album released by the singer with full name Cakra Konta Pariaman. In addition, Cakra Khan has released 8 singles. Most of the songs brought by Cakra Khan tells about the pain that can be appreciated by the audience because the songs are dedicated by interesting character of Cakra Khan's vocal. However, Cakra Khan admitted that he's not comfortable with a sad song, so that he always prepare the backup songs before going up on stage. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Kau Memilih Dia and Kekasih Bayangan by Cakra Khan. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Terima seluruh cinta seutuhnya, darinya engkau dapatkan sedikit perhatian, namun yang kau pilih malah sebaliknya. Dariku kau dapatkan segala kasih penuh pengorbanan, darinya engkau dapatkan cinta sementara, namun kenyataan kini kau dengannya. Tak perlu kau pulangkan lagi luka.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Padamu, pemilik hati yang tak pernah ku miliki. Yang hadir sebagai bagian dari kisah hidupku. Engkau aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati. Selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya. Cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan
cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Kepergian dirimu meratap menangis sedih tak tertahan. Terbayang saat bersama lewati masa terindah, saat kau memelukku tuturkan cinta.
Kau seluruh cinta bagiku yang selalu menentramkan perasaanku. Dirimu kan selalu ada di sini.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.